Society can survive with infidelity, kufr, but not with injustice. Imam Ali. As one book that deeply influenced me is Sachal Adalatal Insania, The Voice of Human Justice, written by George Jordak, a Christian writer of Lebanese origin. Originally written in Arabic, this book has been translated into numerous languages due to its universal appeal. It is a biography of Imam Ali, A.S., chronicling his lifelong struggle for justice and his teachings on the true meaning of individual and collective rights. George Jordak writes about Imam Ali's unmatched qualities beyond the battlefield, including his faith, piety, eloquence, magnanimity, and steadfast support for the deprived and oppressed. To him, laws based on equity and justice should not only be intellectually acknowledged, but also embraced by the conscience and willingly obeyed. Imam Ali, I.S., said, "Your faith should reach such a level that you prefer truth over falsehood, even if truth causes loss and falsehood brings gain." One of the most noteworthy documents written by Imam Ali, A.S., is his letter to Malik Ashtar when he was appointed governor of Egypt, which outlines the responsibilities of a governor. In this letter, Imam Ali, A.S., insisted that a governor must fulfill the basic needs of the people, avoid accepting gifts in office, and refrain from attending lavish gatherings that exclude the poor. Public treasury and resources, in Imam Ali's view, belong solely to the people and must be used for their welfare. He considered treachery with public resources the greatest betrayal, calling those who commit such acts despicable and unworthy of trust. Hoarding was prohibited, which he saw as a harmful practice leading to public suffering. He instructed Malik Ashtar, "Keep in mind that many people are accustomed to parsimony and stinginess. They hoard to make a profit, weigh less, and charge more. This harms the public and reflects poorly on rulers. You should prevent them from hoarding." He viewed poverty and hunger as direct consequences of the greed of the wealthy, stating, "If an indigent person remains hungry, it is because a rich man has withheld his share and right." His governance was a sanctuary for orphans, a source of justice for the oppressed, and a model of strict oversight over rulers and market dealings. He despised tyranny and declared, "I swear that it is preferable for me to lie on thorns and be chained than to oppress anyone or usurp even the smallest thing unjustly." Considering this type of justice and comparing it to governance in today's era, I can only yearn for such justice and true leadership, one solely dedicated to the welfare of the people. Tragically, when we analyze the current state of justice in Pakistan, we are met with disappointment. People in Pakistan have always remained insecure under those in positions of authority. Officials misuse their power and exploit the governed as their personal possessions.